Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am in Daniel Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. Daniel Thompson has filed two claim petitions. Prepared one of these is an acute injury claim from 6/28/19 in which he alleged being assaulted by a co-employee. Prepared, he also filed an occupational claim alleging stresses and strains of his work activities through 4/30/21 caused injury to both knees. Period. I am in receipt. Scratch that. According to the medical records provided, he was seen by Dr. Patel at Rossman Urgent Care on 12/1/19. Period. He had a 1 week history of right knee swelling and pain. Period. He is on his feet all day at work and sometimes can walk over 5 to 6 miles per day. Period. He did not convey any trauma sustained to the knee, although he had a history of rheumatoid arthritis. Period. X-rays demonstrated only minimal degenerative changes in all three compartments, but no fracture or loose body formation. Period. After examination, Dr. Patel diagnosed right knee pain as well as chondromalacia of both patellae. Period. He performed a corticosteroid injection to the right knee. Period. He followed up on 4/17/20 via telemedicine. At that juncture, he was taking gabapentin. Period. He was also taking that at the first visit of 12/1/19. Period. On the 4/17/20 encounter, he was referred for an MRI of the knee. Period. This was completed on 5/7/20 to be inserted here. Prior Dr. Patel reviewed these results with him via telemedicine on 5/19/20. Period. He summarized the petitioner's symptoms began in December 2019. Period. And underlying this is, well, after the alleged injury of 6/28/19. Period. He had two joint aspirations so far. Period. In addition to the right knee, he was also complaining of a 2 week history of left knee pain and swelling. Period. There were no new injuries to the left knee. Period. He had a physical job where he walks 4 to 5 miles per day. Period. Dr. Patel now diagnosed a stress fracture of the right femur, as well as unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the left knee. Period. He prescribed naproxen and ordered an MRI of the left knee. Period. At follow-up on 6/9/20, he continued to have right knee pain, although the medial unloader brace since 5/22/20 helped. Period. He declined to come out of work, even though Dr. Patel offered him temporary disability to get the knee to feel better. Period. Another corticosteroid injection was given to the right knee. Period. They also discussed the potential for viscosupplementation injections in the future. Period. On 1/7/21, he had bilateral knee pain. Period. The right knee started swelling up on him just before the Christmas holidays. Period. He could not recall twisting or injuring his knee. Period. Approximately 1 year ago, he got into an altercation with an employee in a parking lot and injured both of his knees. Period. Ever since that incident, he has had pain in both knees. Period. He was successfully treated with viscosupplementations injections into the right knee back on 7/22/20. Period. He also had cortisone injections to both knees. impaired. His knee pain became so severe that he went to their urgent care center on 12/28/20, where he was evaluated and treated with 10 days of prednisone. Paired, however, this did not seem to help, so he went to the emergency room. We gave him Percocet and ruled out a DVT. Dr. Patel noted he had a previous history of fusion in the lumbar spine, but denies any current low back pain. He prescribed Percocet and performed a corticosteroid injection into both knees. New paragraph. A repeat right knee MRI was done on 1/19/21. Dr. Patel reviewed these results with him on 1/26/21. He proposed keeping the petitioner out of work in order for the stress fracture to heal. In order to treat the underlying osteoarthritis, they would repeat his viscosupplementation injections, which were already scheduled for the following week. He also had excruciating pain in the left knee. X-rays of the left knee demonstrated only minimal degenerative changes, mostly in the patellofemoral compartment with preserved tibiofemoral compartments. He then ordered an MRI of the left knee. He did discuss the latest right knee MRI, where there was a comminuted fracture of the proximal medial tibia and medial meniscal tear, but there was medial compartment osteoarthritis and a stress response involving the medial femoral condyle with grade 1 medial collateral ligament sprain. There was small to moderate joint size effusion. Pretty was authorized to remain out of work through March 1. Dr. Patel followed his progress through 3/15/21. Pretty just completed orthovisc injections in both knees on 3/4/21, but continued to have pain and swelling in both knees. Pretty was scheduled to return to work on 3/22/21. He had KL grade 3 arthritis in the right knee, with a recent stress fracture treated conservatively. Pretty has mild arthritis in the left knee. He wanted to optimize treatment for his knees due to the increased activity at work, in which he is on his feet all day long. He was again injected with Kenalog on into both knees. New paragraph. On 2/29/20, Mr. Thompson went to Rothman Urgent Care for right knee pain and swelling. He had a history of right knee chondromalacia patella and knee effusion. He had increased pain and swelling, especially after prolonged walking. Pretty was seen in the office about 90 days earlier and received arthrocentesis and cortisone injection that provided significant improvement. Another arthrocentesis was done on the right knee at the urgent care center, and a corticosteroid injection was given. Dr. Patel initiated a series of orthovisc injections to the right knee on 6/24/20. The fourth such injection was given on 7/22/20. On 2/4/21, he accepted viscosupplementation injections to both knees. This series of injections was completed on 3/4/21 period. On 6/15/21, Dr. Patel gave him bilateral corticosteroid injections. Period. He was currently working as a manager at a landscaping company where he does a lot of driving and walking on job sites. Period. He related the visco supplementation did not help at all, and the cortisone gave him 4 to 6 weeks of pain relief. Period. And underline this latest position was not the one he held with the insured, yet he continued to offer symptomatic complaints. Period. Dr. Patel followed his progress through 9/29/21. When repeat corticosteroid injections were given to both knees. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen at Rothman Urgent Care on 12/28/20, complaining of right knee pain for the last 5 days with no particular trauma. Period. He has a history of knee arthritis as well as disc surgery in his back. Pretty previously had visco supplementation injections with significant improvement. Pretty was taking gabapentin. Pretty right knee x-ray showed medial and patellofemoral joint space narrowing. Period. He was given a 10-day Medrol taper. Period. And underline this, he actually did have an MRI of the left knee on 2/3/21 to be inserted. Period. I've turned it sideways in the chart. Period. In paragraph on 10/1/21, Mr. Thompson was seen at Rothman by Dr. Harrer, H-A-R-R-E-R, for bilateral knee pain. Period. He had severe bilateral knee arthritis, worse on the left than the right. Period. His walking tolerance is less than a block, and he's exquisite difficulty with stairs and uneven surfaces. Pretty really struggles with his knees, and he's had multiple injections to no avail, the last of which was in April 21. Period. He related that his knees became precipitously worse after a, quote, futuristic encounter, end quote, 2 years ago, after the fight. He reports his knees rapidly deteriorated. Pretty had a family history of arthritis, both in his mother and father. Period. They discussed treatment options, including left knee arthroplasty. Period. To that end, he was seen on 12/1/21 by Dr. Dermengian, D-E-I-R-M-E-N-G-I-A-N, period. He saw Dr. Dermengian again on 3/9/22, requesting a cortisone injection for his left knee arthritic symptoms. Period. There was no description that he had undergone the previously discussed knee replacement. Period. New paragraph on 4/28/22, he was seen by podiatrist Dr. Karen Jaya at Rothman for left foot pain. Period. This visit was indicated not to be related to a workers' compensation claim or an auto accident claim. Period. His symptoms had begun 2 weeks earlier. Period. He already had x-rays done. Period. He was examined and had x-rays of the left foot that showed no evidence of fracture or osseous abnormality. Period. He was diagnosed with left foot pain as well as idiopathic gout of the left ankle and foot. Period. He started a methylprednisone dose pack and referred him for a CBC with differential as well as a uric acid level. Period. These laboratory studies were drawn on 4/28/22. where Dr. Karanjaya reviewed these results with him on 5/4/22. He was advised to see a rheumatologist for long-term gout medication. My review of the laboratory studies show a high normal uric acid level of 7.5, with the limit being 8.4. But he also had the elevated white blood cell count, hemoglobin and hematocrit, MCV, MCH, and MCHC. But there were also elevated absolute neutrophils and monocytes. They did indicate the target therapeutic goal for gout patients is less than 6.8 on his uric acid, but he was above this. Physical exam. General appearance, he displayed pictures of his bruised knees on his phone. Extremities lower. He was wearing a patch over his left knee that was removed after displaying his gait. The rest of that is normal knee maneuvers. He had a 1+ left anterior drawer sign, but these maneuvers were otherwise negative. Lumbosacral, he ambulated with a mild limp on the left, but did not utilize a handheld assist device. Pretty was able to walk on his heels and toes. Pretty changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Paired inspection revealed heel surgical scarring consistent with his remote lumbar procedure. Impressions. Daniel Thompson has alleged injuries to both knees as a result of acute and occupational exposures. However, he does not seem to have sought medical attention until several months after the alleged acute event of 6/28/19. He saw a variety of orthopedic specialists and underwent several radiographic studies. He accepted both corticosteroid and viscosupplementation injections to the knee. They did discuss undergoing knee replacement surgery. Per your cover letter, this did occur, but I don't see its report, nor did physical exam show corresponding scars that I documented. When seen by Dr. Patel on 1/7/21, he denied traumatic injury. Stated about 1 year before, he was in an altercation with an employee in the parking lot and sustained injury to both knees. He also had a prior lumbar fusion. Mr. Thompson carried the diagnosis of rheumatoid arthritis from the outset. Ultimately, he was diagnosed with gouty arthritis as well, for which he was supposed to see a rheumatologist. New paragraph, the current exam found he ambulated with a mild limp on the left. He could walk on his heels and toes and squat to 70 degrees. He had full range of motion in both knees without crepitus or tenderness. Provocative maneuvers were negative, although anterior drawer sign on the left had a slightly loose end point. There is 3.5% permanent partial disability referable to each leg, regardless of cause. This is for the orthopedic residuals of arthritis that was not caused, primarily aggravated or accelerated to a material degree by this subject events. he has been able to return to the workforce doing horticulture, with which he has been involved since 1986 period. He worked at Wharton Hardware for 3 years, 5 days per week and a half day on Saturday. Pretty also worked every other weekend period. He did not convey any particular stressors or mechanisms of injury to the knees while at work. Period. End.